Prayer is the mother of all manifestation. Prayer is the mother of all manifestations. Prayer. Prayer is the mother of all manifestation. No matter what we have done for God and what we have done in the kingdom, if we have not yet prayed, we have not yet done serious business. May God help us to pray in the name of Jesus. It is when we pray first, then we do other things. Actually, our study is a book study. A book study. Primarily, the teachings that Jesus gave from the book of Matthew chapter 6 to the book of Matthew chapter 8. And yesterday we began to lay foundations concerning the matter. And we started from the book of Luke chapter 16 verse 16, where the scripture said, from the day of John the Baptist, the law and the prophets were until John. Since that time the kingdom is preached, and every man presseth into it. You see, the possibility of every man pressing is dependent on what is being preached. Remember, even Jesus spoke about the same matter. If you are with me, say amen. Jesus spoke about the same matter in the same book of Luke. Show me my scripture now. In the same book of Luke, chapter 4, from verse 16 to, from verse 14 to 18. He said that the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, and he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. It became obvious that there are certain possibilities that is not given to every man before the advent of the preachings of the kingdom. It is when the kingdom was preached that the highs and the lows of men retained the capacity to touch and enter into the things of God. Before then, it was not possible. So it was in the advent of the preachings of the kingdom. And I told you people that what is preaching? Preaching is when a man has succeeded in opening up by the anointing of the Spirit of God a window of possibility in God, in the Spirit, allowing men to enter into the same thing thereby. Have you noticed that certain men of God that is anointed, when they preach about healing, you notice that healings take place in that meeting? Have you noticed? They preach about holiness. I mean, the people that is anointed for the business, they preach about holiness. You see certain kind of lifestyle breaking out. That means that preaching is not yet preaching, except a window of possibilities have been opened up to men so that they will enter into the experience of what we are talking about. Are you getting the point? So if people cannot touch and enter into what they are talking about, you have not successfully communicated the mind of God. Because the communication of the mind of God is not just in the letter, it is in the spirit. And once you can shift men from the natural plane to the realm of the spirit, the realm of the spirit is the realm of access. Remember what the scripture spoke in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and I think verse 17. The scripture was saying that now the Lord is that spirit. Yes. God bless you. Now, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is what? Liberty. That word liberty there is access. Access. Are you with me? If you are with me, say amen. Amen. Follow me. The journey is long. I'm trying to catch up. Catch up. So you need to follow me. If you need to pray in tongues, pray in tongues, because we are moving fast. So if it means that, it simply means this scripture, that when we get to the regime of the Spirit, the fundamental capacity that the Spirit has, different from other regime and seasons of oppressions of God, is that when you come to the regime of the Spirit, you have access. Say after me, access. Such that the things that are being taught, beyond the teaching, you will touch the essence and the reality of the matter. That is why the Holy Ghost is called the teacher.
And the scripture speaking in the book of, is it not 1 John? He said that you have the anointing inside of you. That anointing is not an, it is not just an instrumentality. It is also a person, a personality, especially that one in the book of John. He said, you have the anointing inside of you and it teacheth you. It is from there that we began to understand that the Holy Ghost is the teacher. And the Holy Spirit teaching you the matters of God doesn't teach you in the letters, so that your head will comprehend. He teaches you by essence, such that by the time you have touched the essence of the matter, you begin to live out the essence. Many times you live out the essence of the Spirit's teaching before you have understood by your brain what he was teaching. Are you with me? So sometimes when you leave a meeting and you notice that when you come to places like Revival Hub for some weeks, you notice that Holy Ghost, the teacher, have at least taught you prayer. Are you with me? And you might not know too many scriptures about prayer, but you notice you can pray. But there are people that can sit you down and teach about prayer for 6 months, but when you finish the teaching, you went to teaching about prayer, but nothing happened to your prayer life. Have you been taught? No, you have not been taught. The real teaching is the essence. So when you come, when the Holy Ghost did, when men teach you, they teach you here. Of course, they can go beyond here, but normally men communicate head to head. But when the teacher teaches you, Holy Ghost, he leaves the essence. That is why Jesus said in the book of John chapter, I think chapter 14, he said, it is necessary, expedient that I go, so that the Holy Ghost will come. Why is it necessary? He said that there are many things I want to teach you, but you cannot bear them. It have to take the Holy Spirit to begin to communicate to you the essence of my teaching, so that many of the things I'm talking about will begin to touch the essence beyond the things that is being spoken about. Many times Jesus spoke about power, but the disciples lacked the capacity to enter into the experience of the same power. They didn't know what it takes until the day the Holy Ghost came by power on the day of Pentecost, and they touched the essence of power. They dwelled there long enough, and then at the time we came to chapter 3, men like Peter arose and said, such as I have. Since when did Peter have something? The same Peter they brought somebody, he said he can. Jesus told them, this kind does not come out except by prayer and fasting. They continue eating. He said, fast and pray, watch with me for 1 hour. They slept off. But when Holy Ghost the teacher came and began to teach them the essence of the facility that powers all engagements in the kingdom, and that being the power of God, they began to tarry. Men like Peter said, we will give ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the world. They dwelt in the factory. The factory where power is manufactured. And by the time they came out, it became obvious that they have been taught. Are you with me? So that when they were persecuted and many things happened to them, they came to the book of Acts chapter 4. Chapter 4 from verse 23 to 33. It became obvious that the Holy Ghost, the teacher, have taught them the primary need of the hour. And the scripture said, when they prayed again, the priest took them, beat them up. When they prayed again, the scripture said they were filled with the Holy Ghost. Said with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of Christ Jesus. With great power. It is then that they found out fundamentally that the need that God have, the need that every believer have against every opposition of darkness, is not for God to take away the opposition, is for him to give you power. When there is opposition, God doesn't take it away. He gives you what? Power. The response of God to the oppositions of darkness, of demons, of ungodly and unreasonable men, is not to take them away, is to give you power, so that you can stand toe to toe with them, and they will know that you are not about to run away. There is something that happened to us last weekend. Me and my brothers, we were going to a wedding, and then when we came to a point, a man bashed our car. But because we are already late, we didn't argue, we just left, and the man rushed and came and blocked us. Do you know why he blocked us? He felt we are running away. He didn't know the reason why we are moving is because we are already 20 minutes late to the wedding. That's how Satan behaves. If you continue to say, I don't want trouble, he will think the reason why you are saying, he doesn't know yet what you can do. The reason why he's finding your trouble is because you have not backed in power. You have not run. When you roar once, they will give you space. It was Archbishop Benson in the hostel that said, one day him and the wife, Sister Margaret, they were traveling. They will be going. And then when they come out of the house with their car, a dog will come and be doing, whoa, 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 and be following them. Every day, they will be telling the dog to go back. The dog refused. Until one day, as they were going, the dog wanted to follow them again. As he was running behind them, he reversed and hit the dog. Bam! The dog fell. And they... I say, Satan is not a lion, he's a dog. The scripture said that he moves around like he's not. You need to hit him with the back of your car once. Because every day he thinks that the reason why you are keeping quiet, he doesn't know, is because we are men of peace. But one day shall be one day. One day shall be one day. Monkey go market, he no go return. So this is how the Holy Ghost teaches. Are you with me? So from that day, they don't need to ask what is power, because the Holy Ghost, the teacher, have taught them. The same men that couldn't pray, the Holy Ghost, the teacher, have taught them prayer. And they said, we will give ourselves to the ministry of the word and prayer. Something has taught them. Remember, there were days Jesus was teaching them on prayer. They couldn't pray. Are you aware? Jesus gave them an elaborate lecture on prayer, yet they couldn't pray. But the season came when the Holy Ghost, the teacher, taught them prayer by the essence of prayer, which is burdens of the Spirit. By the time the burdens of the Spirit came upon their heart, they prayed, not because they were told to pray, but because they had burdens. Has it happened to you before? You woke up and you felt like, something. Let me just pray. And by the time you are through with praying, you have prayed for 3 hours. There were days God was telling you to pray for 1 hour. You even saw yourself in the dream and God was telling my son, 1 hour every night, you couldn't pray. But the season came when Holy Ghost, the teacher, taught you prayer. You just say, let me just. The language you use is, let me just. What you don't know is that you have been manipulated by an ancient spirit. And he has released upon you the essence of his teachings. In this context, prayer and burdens are lighting in your heart. Will never allow you to rest until you have discharged it. And then the witness will come in your heart. A note of satisfaction, both on the matter and on the heart of God. That means Holy Ghost, the teacher, has what? Taught. Now, the reason why I'm saying this thing is because every of God's agenda, every of God's possibilities have to be moved to the regime of the Spirit so that every man will retain the capacity to access them. Are you with me? In the regime of the Spirit, there is express access. That is why Jesus have to tell the disciples, apostles, to wait until the Holy Ghost comes so that every man can access it. If not, you will see some mighty men doing some things that you can do. But if you have the same Holy Ghost, it was Paul that said that we, having the same spirit of faith, according as we have believed, even so we speak. That means our fathers were able to achieve the things they achieved by what? The spirit of faith that is at work in them. If it is true we have the same spirit of faith, it's a spirit, my brothers and sisters. If the same spirit is at work, Charles Finney have not died. If the same spirit that worked in Smith Wigglesworth is at work, then according as we have believed, we will see the manifestation. Say after me, the spirit. So the potency of a preaching is taking the reality of your teaching from the scope of literal teaching to the regime and realm and oppression of the spirit, whereby every man can touch it. If, are you with me? If you can take a teaching and bring it to the environment of the spirit of God, then any man can touch it. That is why I'm teaching you this. So in the regime, in the time of the kingdom, the fundamental factor in the regime of the kingdom is that it is an oppression by the spirit. All the oppressions in the kingdom became what they are and became powerful and became accessible Not because it is just kingdom, but because there is a personality and a facility that is sponsoring all the activities that goes on in the kingdom. And that personality is who? That is why any man can press. It is because the spirit is the personality and the reality of the kingdom. That is why any man can what? Press into it. And any man can touch it. Are you with me? And the spirit spoke about, the scripture spoke about even the age that is to come. He called the Holy Ghost the power of the age to come. That means every single thing in the age to come is literally an offspring of the reality of the spirit. So anything you touch in the age to come is a dimension of the spirit. Are you with me? The same reality in a context that we can experience now has been factored into the kingdom, such that in the kingdom we can touch the powers of the age to come. See, if the realities of God is eternal as we speak, it is eternal because of the fact that it is encoded in the spirit. It is the spirit that makes the essence eternal, because the dimensions of the spirit cannot be exhausted. The scripture calls him the eternal spirit, and the functions of the life that he ministers is endless. So if, are you with me? If we bring, for example, that is why the scripture said that Jesus, through the eternal spirit, what? Offered himself. That is the reason why our salvation is eternal. It is not eternal because you can't go to hell. It's eternal because of the frame with, by in which it is factored. The salvation that we have was factored into the Holy Ghost, and that made the life eternal and endless. Are you with me? So that as long as the spirit is alive and available, then the life will continue to walk and continue to walk and achieve the purposes of God. But when a man leaves from where he's believing, then the spirit will stop working. It is endless. That is why in the next 100 years, if Jesus tarries, men will still be saved. You see, I have said it before that my fear is not necessarily the second coming of Christ. My fear is that the spirit will be taken away from this earth. That's your fear. Because if the spirit is taken away, there will be no redemption, no baptism in the Holy Ghost, no healing, no power, no nothing. You don't get the point. Nothing begins to happen until the spirit comes. God is at work only when the Holy Ghost is working. You see, let me tell you, all the things that Jesus did were just potential. It took the Holy Ghost coming for him to lead men into all the realities of Christ. Many of them, they are looking at it, they cannot access it. Jesus said, no, I need to go so that another personality will come. So that all the things I'm telling you, you can now touch it. Huh? Jesus is doing many things, yet the disciples, they are looking like this, they can't do anything. Because the regime of the spirit has not yet worked. But when the regime of the spirit came, it began to lead men into all the realities of the kingdom. It is on that basis that we brought this scripture. And we now said that since the death of John the Baptist, the kingdom is preached. And I need to tell you, are you with me? No man can preach without the anointing. Huh? It takes the anointing of the Spirit of God upon your life to preach. If you truly understand what preaching is, are you with me, Justice? You have not preached until the anointing is upon you, because your preaching is supposed to open up something for people. Are you with me? When Jesus preached, he opened up something. When John preached, by the anointing, he opened up something for people. Even men can look and see that even now there are certain possibilities given to us as a result of this man's ministry that is not there before. So when John opened it, as much as John can open, men enter. And on that day, John was preaching repentance. And remember, the scripture said that John will come in the spirit and power of Elijah. But at the end, we notice that John only came in the spirit of Elijah. Eh? Meaning that John could have also come in the power of Elijah. Eh? But he just decided to stay in the spirit. And if it is true that John walked in power, then some people would have walked in power. Where he stopped is where men stopped. Because your preaching, opens up to men a window of possibility, and the limit of what you have opened is the limit of what men can enter into. Are you with me? Are you with me? If you are with me, say amen. So the scripture also said that since the day of John the Baptist, that the kingdom of God suffered violence. Another word for the kingdom of God suffered violence is the kingdom of, that word suffer is not like suffering. That word suffer is allows violence. Say after me, allows violence. That means before the day of John, the kingdom doesn't allow violence. But from the day of, oh my God, I'm a violent man in the spirit. From the day of John, the kingdom allows violence. All these excuses we are giving is over. That's what they are saying. From the day of John the Baptist, every single man that used to give excuse, your father, your mother, your uncle, they will tell you the reason why I'm like this is because nobody helped me. All the people I helped, they didn't help me. All the people that should give me hand, they didn't help me. You are looking for who to help you. Since the day of John, every man takes by violence. Stop looking for somebody to help you. Stand up. Stand up. Wear something. And stop looking for anybody to pity me. If the kingdom is a possibility, man and woman can press into it. It is because the kingdom is priest that gender became a non-entity. So a woman can arise actually and press into things. And men are like this, watch. It was not like that before. But from the day of the kingdom. Are you with me? If you are with me, say amen. Amen. So by the time you get to the book of Acts chapter 1, starting from verse 3, Jesus began to teach his disciples the dimensions of the kingdom. You know why he's teaching them the dimensions of the kingdom? That is the summary of the experiences, the scope of the experiences that a believer is supposed to have is captured in the kingdom. Yes. Do you know John came preaching the kingdom? When Jesus came, what was he preaching? The same kingdom. So we need to know what is this kingdom. When Jesus left, well, he died, rose up. He noticed that some of his lectures has not been fulfilled. He came back still teaching the same kingdom that he started teaching. There must be something about this kingdom that we need to know. Because power can only be found within the frame of the kingdom. If they take you out of the frame of the kingdom, you will suffer. We will leave you to the elements of the earth. You will now see how weak and feeble you are. To whom also he showed himself alive after his passion, by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to what? Pertaining to what? Verse 4. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. Verse 5. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. So, whenever you start talking of the kingdom, the next thing you talk about is who? God bless you. Once we start talking about the kingdom, the next thing is, we cannot possibly experience the kingdom without the help of the Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit that teaches us these matters. In fact, the reason why Jesus needed to teach them again about the kingdom here is because there is something that is about to happen in verse 8. And the fundamental duty of that personality that is coming with attendant functions that come with him is to minister the dimensions of the kingdom. So the men that empowerment and those dimensions is coming for need to be educated in it before the personality will come, so that they will know the purpose of that personality. Are you with me? There is a purpose attached to the coming of the Spirit, and we need to know why the Spirit is coming. The Spirit is coming so that we will be able to enforce the dictates of the kingdom, live the life of the kingdom. Then it means that we need to be taught the ways of the kingdom, so that by the time the power of the kingdom comes, it will be obvious that we have been educated in what we need to do. Huh? It is when purpose is defined that resources to execute purpose will come. So when you have not defined purpose, there is no need. Huh? Sister Inye, if I give you 1 billion naira now, what will you do with it? She said, I don't know. That means, are you with me? She doesn't need 1 billion. A man of God, if I give you 10 billion naira, what will you do? I know you don't know. Is I was watching you people's response on our group, and when I released that thing, men that have burden release their burden. You and Antonio Bueli was talking about territorial distance, as if I'm talking. Is that, I don't know how to talk about territory. That's why I spoke about. You see, Oga, follow what we said. They are saying territory. Oh God, you will use me, and is that what I'm talking about? Stay where we are, my friend. That thing is a proof of. Are you with me? You don't need money. The two of you, you don't need money. You don't need money yet. Now, I'm not against. Everybody must not have money. All these things we are saying, everybody must not. There are prophets that God will sustain by just normal means. You will just be living a content life. There is nothing you need, you will not have. Have a good car you are driving. Are you with me, man of God? And then get a good flat. 3-bedroom flat. You will not build though, because you will not have enough money to build. So you have a 3-bedroom flat and then a car. And then you can pay your children's school fees, wear good suit, preach well. Are you with me? Change your, if at least you have 6 pairs of shoes and all, can, you know, you live a minimal good life in the name of Jesus. Nobody said. No. I need to balance this thing we are saying, because I'm going to teach about finance and money a lot in this teaching. It is not meant for everybody to work and to become a millionaire. There are people, their destiny will shift, of course, if they see a lot of money. They don't have the machinery inside of them to manage it. Meanwhile, there are some people you cannot even say how rich they are. Because no matter how much enters the account, they are normal. I'm telling you, there are people here, if you climb the money they have inside this one, you will fall and break your waist. But if they meet you, they say, good afternoon, sir. Good afternoon, sir. Oh God, be careful, though. There are people, if they touch much money, their faith will crumble. Your gospel will change. You start preaching the gospel of how God has blessed me. So, your proof of God's blessing upon a man is cars and the things you have acquired. You have left. You with me? So, if God has built you to live a content life, you know, just minimal stuff, stay there. Because it might be that is what the kind of life it takes for you to press in into supernatural dimension. Those kind of people, there might be another dimension that they cannot be satisfied. It might be the supernatural dimension. Some of them, because of the kind of prophets they are, they might not have time to talk about money. They can be seers that will see from morning till evening. Their eyes is open. They are watching television. You will not have time for too much money. That's what they spoke about William Branham. He will go inside the bush where there is calmness. He will be meditating. The man will be seeing vision from morning till night. Oga, if you will make money, you don't need too much time for that kind of vision. Are you with me? Anyway, you better understand. So that means your anointing have to raise some people that will sustain you. That is actually how some native doctors live. You will ask the native doctor, why are you a millionaire? But you are making people millionaires. That means the consecration of his priesthood can only sustain him when the people he is ministering to have survived. His survival is based on the survival of those people. So they will come back and bring gifts to him. There are many people that made mistakes. And by the time they realize that they are supposed to be sustained by the gift of people, it has already become late. This thing I'm telling you because I have seen it happen to me in close range. By the time they realize that they are not supposed to be in business, it became late. Because they don't have the capacity to manage it and manage ministry. They don't have the capacity to manage money and manage ministry. One must possess their heart. So I have to balance this quickly. Because all these people shouting amen, amen when I spoke about money. No.
Everybody must not be millionaire. All you need is just a content life. Make sure your needs are met. If your needs are not met, then a demon is involved. If your children are saying that is school fees, you tell them God will provide. After 1 week, God will provide. After 2, you don't know. Let me not test it. God will provide until they chase them out of the school. God will provide. Oga, na demon. Oga, na demon. All the teachers and all the high-ranking teachers, the accountant of your school, they know everybody in your family. Everybody, they know the people, because every day they will come and be begging every. They know you will come and beg next semester, next term, next 2 terms. You will beg. There are people like that in your teaching. You already know they will beg. Why will you live that kind of life? Meanwhile, there was a school I taught. A man comes and pays for three terms. And he will go. Doesn't want to disturb himself. The next time he comes is next 1 year to pay school fees. May you be that man in Jesus' name. I know you will not say amen. Because you don't know tomorrow. Stay there now. Some of you, let me leave this. So, you better follow what I'm telling you. We operate by the Spirit here. So, when a man has successfully done spiritual business in preaching, you open up. That's why you must be anointed to preach or teach. Because there are things of God that men need to enter into. So, for you to unveil anything in the kingdom, remember that in the circumference of the kingdom, the reason why it is kingdom is because there is access. And that access is factored on a personality and the functions of a personality. And that personality is who? Thank you. So if a man is teaching the things of the kingdom and expects that people will enter into the reality and possibility, walk in it, then he has to teach and preach by the anointing of the Spirit. So Jesus never began to teach about the kingdom until something happened to him in the book of Luke chapter 4, verse 14. He said that the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. As a result of that, I am anointed to do what? So when he preached to the poor was able, they were able to enter. In fact, if you read that scripture down a few more verses, you will find out. Let me see verse 19, 20, quickly, 21, 22, 23. There is a scripture I'm looking for. Wait, go to 23. Let me see 24. 25. 26. It is around here. Holy Ghost, help me. 27. 28. Jesus began to teach kingdom here after this period. 29. 30. Has he finished? And they were admonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. And I find there is a verse that Jesus preached the kingdom then. Oh, I'm sure. Should I use my own Bible? Let's see. Who can help me? Huh? 36. Let's see 36. Where? Let's see 43. He said, and he said unto them, I must what? Let's read it together. I must what? When did Jesus start preaching the kingdom? After the Spirit came upon him, in the book of Luke chapter 4, verse 18. It is not possible. Do you know what is the kingdom? The scripture said that the kingdom of God is not in meat and drink, but in what? That's not the one I'm talking about. It's not in meat and drink, but in power. Show me that scripture. That means you cannot be able to appropriate anything in the kingdom except the Holy Ghost comes and mantles you with power.
that there is nothing in the kingdom that have the possibility of becoming yours until power comes. Either power to lay hold, or power as a result that you have laid hold. Power that came as a result of laying hold. There is always power. Power to lay hold, or power because you have laid hold. For the kingdom, this is not where I'm going to. There is another one. Find it quickly. The kingdom of God. Who knows that? You should know it quickly. In power, in power. There is something I need to show you. You can't talk about kingdom without talking about power. And power cannot come except the Holy Spirit is working. Are you hearing me? Jesus never began to preach the kingdom until power comes. That's the reason why the kingdom, our teaching is kingdom power factors. Meaning that it is not possible for us to properly teach the kingdom if men have not been taught in power. The things in the kingdom can only be accessed, laid hold on, and kept by power. As I spoke now, something came on me. The scripture said that even we are, you see it, for the kingdom is not in word, but in what? Say after me, but in what? I'm not hearing you. But in what? But in what? You are not saying it as if you mean it. This thing is real, oh. But in what, Victor? Hey! Lift up your hands wherever you are. Shout power 3 times. Again! Again! You can sit down. Stop talking about the kingdom if you have not encountered power. We must know. Are you with me? This is why we must know the kingdom power factors. What are the things that make for power in the kingdom? If it is true that no man can speak about kingdom without speaking about power, then we must know the things that makes for the realization of power in the kingdom. Remember that Jesus was, why not go back to the book of Acts chapter 1? Jesus was telling them things pertaining to the kingdom. And the reason why he's teaching them is because something is about to happen. By the time we came to verse 8, we realized that Jesus told them that, he said, but ye shall receive what? Power. And this he said after he has taught them. This is a man that have risen from the dead. And the scripture spoke and said, in the space of 40 days, he began to teach them things pertaining to the kingdom. The reason why he's teaching them kingdom is because power is about to come. Meaning that there is an inseparable relationship between kingdom and power. If it is true, then men have to be taught in kingdom and taught in power. The realities of the kingdom and the keys, the factors of power. Because it takes power to enter the realities. I mean, the resultant effect of touching the things of the kingdom is also another dimension of power itself. So the kingdom is all about power. Now, the reason why people don't understand this is because they don't know essentially what power is. Power, as long as there is work done, then power is involved. Say after me, as long as there is work done, then power is involved. I didn't hear you. As long as there is work done, then power is involved. You know, many people come and say it's not about power, it's about character. My sister, do you know how long some people tried to stop lying? They could not. Suddenly they came and prayed, and suddenly the thing dropped out of their life. By what means? If work is done in your heart, power. Are you hearing what I'm saying? If a man's character changed, power is involved. You need to know, as I've taught you people, there is the spirit upon and the spirit within. The spirit upon helps people. The spirit within helps you. Are you with me? Both of them generate power when you put it to work. Because when the regime of the spirit came, it became obvious that it can only administrate by power. So Jesus needed to bring the disciples abreast with the functions, realities. Don't touch. Shift. Jesus began.
need to fly.
Spirit, teach me your ways. Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways. Spirit, teach me your ways. Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways.
Car.
Spirit, teach me your ways. Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways. Spirit, teach me your ways. Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways.
My car.
Spirit, teach me your ways. Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways. Spirit, teach me your ways. Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways. Jesus. Spirit, teach me your ways. Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways.
My God.
Spirit, teach me your ways.
We come to learn out of you today. Oh, ancient Spirit. Teach us, teach us, teach us. Beyond the ants, the ways of God. I am a tatas, kepata.
Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways.
Anthony, let's beckon on him. Amanata karia perasonte. Ateriam berekota manta. Parat, parat.
Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways. Spirit, teach us your ways. Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways. Spirit, teach me your ways.
Put your hands on your heart. Beyond the words of the preacher. Beyond the words of man. Teach me, teach me.
Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways. Spirit, teach me your ways. Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways. Spirit, teach me your ways. Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways. Spirit, teach me your ways. Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways.
There is nothing that doesn't have a way, a solution, a path, a strategy. All we need is to be taught by the Spirit.
Hey. Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways. Spirit, teach me your ways. Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways. Spirit, teach me your ways. Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways. Spirit, teach me your ways. Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways. Spirit, teach me your ways. Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways. Spirit, teach me your ways.
That the Christian life is about moving from one point to another. Either you are the one moving, or things around your life are what? Moving. I want to ask you, what does it take to move those things? Self-time in power. And I need to tell you, according to the description of the scripture in this book of Acts chapter 1 verse 8, the word power came from the root word dunamis. And if you go in extension, the root word dunamis, there are extensive dimensions of that root word. One is dynamo, the other one is dynamic. Huh? Meaning that the power of God is not just something that comes as a result of the fact that there is a refinery that generates it. It is also something that when it is generated, the functions are dynamic. Are you getting the point? So now, the functions that the power brings about in your life is dependent on the hunger, the desire, and the revelations that you carry. Remember, are you with me? I told you that the fundamental reason why revelation is the building blocks of our engagement in the kingdom is because power comes to empower revelation. So men, are you with me? So men has access to revelation, and on the platform of revelation, God's power comes to empower the revelation they have. Because if it is revelation, the next thing that will follow is function. Are you getting the point? What is it that you have revelation about? Sister Juliet, tell me one. How many of you have revelation about anything? Harry, what is it that you have revelation about? This one, you know, that even in your sleep, anything they do, you can wake up and whether you are anointed or not, feel like it or not, this one works. What is that? Who can answer me? Victor. Somebody get mic for Victor quickly. I know he would have. I need to extract, because you know the reason why I'm saying this. The power in the kingdom, the power comes to bless keys. And the keys that we spoke about yesterday are revelations. Are you with me? The power of God cannot but empower revelations. Are you getting it? So this is what happens. When we generate power, it fundamentally and primarily flows in our life through the vistas of revelation that we have accumulated. Are you getting the point? So if a man's fundamental revelation is only in prayer, he will accumulate power, and that power can only start working or will work mostly and most powerfully when it comes to the place of prayer. Do you understand this thing I'm saying? For another person, it can be healing. For another person, it can be giving. It can be in business. It can be in many things. Are you getting the point, Brother Chika? So, because of the revelation you have concerning a matter, anytime you pray, that aspect of your life is the one that feels the impact of your prayer the most. That is where the power of God is most expressed in your life. Are you getting the point? Are you with me? So the power of God mostly is channeled and manifested in and through your life from the portals of revelation. That is why some of us, if I come to meetings, many people, that's how many preachers do. If they come and they don't know where to find God, many, the whole place is dark. Do you know what they do? They start teaching from where they have revelation. They know that this one, if they start teaching it, something must happen. Because they have known, and as soon as they teach it, the power of God comes to bless that revelation. Because it is true that they have the revelation. So somebody, I have seen it many times. You know, I saw the man. He will come and he spoke about the topic he's about to teach you. But at the end, for half of the hour, he never spoke up, thought about the topic. Because the place is dark. He was looking for the source of power in the spirit. So because what he wanted to teach, he has not become a master in it. Even though God has shown him many insights on the matter, he went back to the one he knows always works and started from there. When he started from there, the gangways of power opened up. So he now channeled it back to what he wanted to teach. Are you with me? There is something that if I speak about now, I just need to speak about it for 5 minutes. It will not be up to 5 minutes. This whole place, no matter where, no matter what. If I speak about the new creation realities of the warfare that took place underground, the Aquedoma, the resurrection power, Amanakata. You don't know what happened there. It's only you that don't know. Satan knows. God knows. Only human beings don't know, especially believers. And the job of Satan is to veil it. The day your eye opens, Satan will just fall flat on the ground. He will just be begging. Every day I labor to enter to make sure Satan falls flat. God called me one day and said, look at where I defeated Satan now. I said, your eye have not opened. When he opens, something will come on you immediately. That location is the place of your victory. Yes. So what I do is that I go to the spirit and take a tour of the place where Satan was defeated, and I come out from there with the spirit of dominion.
All these things Satan is doing is because he doesn't want us to know what happened to him. He's a bully. And a bully doesn't like to be told the stories of where he was beaten up. Anytime you tell a bully the story of how he was beaten up, he will be quiet, he will cry. He doesn't like the story. So anytime Satan is doing, tell him the story of where he was beaten up. Apadoma! The place of conquest, where the powers of immortality entered hell, and nothing in hell could stop the powers of God. The scripture spoke. He said that day God manifested the greatest dimension of his power. And the disciples spoke. They said even death could not hold him captive. Death couldn't hold them. And then Satan come here. He's using one thing to hold you. He's a liar, my friend. Satan, you lied. Hold him. Hold him. Any aspect of your life that he has lied, remind him. He is a liar and the father of it. You are a liar, my friend. I know where Jesus defeated you.
So as I said, revelation comes to, no, power comes to enforce revelation. There is no time that you stand on the platform of the revelation that you have gained in your journey in God that power will not be released to enforce it. What I'm talking about is beyond feeling. I'm not saying you are feeling anointed, you are feeling, no. Power is not feeling things. You see it. Power is not necessarily you are feeling something. If revelation, there is too much power you have stored. The reason is that there is no revelation, gangways of access, gangways of expression. Our kingdom is a kingdom of power. Let's say it 3 times. Again. Again. If it is not important, you don't know what I'm telling you. It took Jesus 40 good days after resurrection to teach them what I'm teaching you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The man have resurrected and is supposed to ascend. Why did you reduce? Did you reduce this thing? Huh? Why are you? Don't you know I'm sensitive to sound? Jesus took 40 days to teach them what I'm teaching you. Huh? Kingdom. What? Power. That is why our teaching here is to elaborate on 3 power factors. 3 kingdom power factors. These are the factors that make for the generation of power in the kingdom. If it is true that nothing can run in the kingdom except on the basis of power. I don't care what job, what work was done, whatever you call it. Sometimes some people say it's character and they do altar call and people come and they are crying on the pulpit like this and surrendering their life. Oga, now power make people do that, you know.
Are you hearing me? Try it with our power now. Try it. As a matter of fact, those people self are the most anointed people. It takes more anointing, in my own opinion, to get people to cry out for God than to heal the sick. Because people can heal this, can be healed, and they go back with the way they are. Their heart is still hard towards God. Do you know what it takes to break the heart of a man and he's crying like a baby? I came back from Kwara State, and after many days, people are still crying. What kind of thing is that? You need to see what happened that place. I'm telling you, my brother, I'm telling you. People were crying. Big men. Hefty men. Like, what will make a man hefty, big like this, to be crying like a baby? Stop laughing. Have you not cried? You that is cry baby. All these people here, they are crying every day. I'm yet to see a man that God has taken deep that has not cried once or twice. Huh? I want to ask you, what is making you, that know you are a strong man, strong woman, nothing shakes you, but when the Holy Ghost comes, you'll be crying like a baby. Sister Choma will just be crying like this. Huh? I say, what is making this woman cry? Say after me, power. Now this one is the one that walks inside. The problem is that people have summarized power as just this one. No. The real power is the one at work in us. Huh? There is power at work in us. There is power that works inside of men. Amen. So let me see how far we can run the next 15 to 20 minutes. In the kingdom, there are three power factors. Let me start like this. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 12. Quickly. Ecclesiastes. This thing I'm telling you is not my opinion. If it's my opinion, I would have probably added 7. But this is according to the teachings of Jesus, especially in the book of Matthew chapter 6. Huh? But let's start from here. Watch. He said, if one prevail against him, two shall what? You are not reading. Two shall what? And a threefold cord is not what? Quick. This thing that is spoken here is an eternal mystery. There is a dimension of compounded strength and unity that is almost impossible to tear apart. One can make him part, two can make him part, but when he becomes three dimensional, then he have the capacity to subdue anything. Have you not noticed that the Godhead is Trinity? I need to tell you also that the government in hell is also Trinity. The government in hell, because you need to know that Satan has no capacity to manufacture anything. What he does is just to try to mimic what God is doing, because he knows that mimicking God releases a level of function. I hope you know, if you are an unbeliever and you do what is in the Bible, a few of them will give you some result, because the words of God is beyond what the believer receives. It is law. The word of God is law. When God speaks, it becomes a law. That means the universe and its function will become subject to what God spoke, such that men, devils, demons can operate or manipulate those laws. Huh? So when the scripture said the wages of sin is death, it is a law. And Satan knows this law. So if you are not intelligent on how to manipulate higher laws, he can manipulate this lower law and keep you bound and keep you oppressed. Are you with me? So it doesn't matter who, it is already a law. So Satan knows the laws of God that is already set up in the spirit. He knows that if him too can generate, are you with me, threefold cord in hell, he can also be able to have a dimension of synergy that will be hard to break. Are you with me? Now, this is the reason why the disciples spoke and said that even death could not hold them captive. Do you know why? There is a threefold call in the underworld. The first one is hell. I hope you know that hell is both a place and a person. The second one is death. And the third one is Lucifer or Satan himself. These are the threefold call. Now, this is why anything you do, if Satan can't stop you, he will kill you. Do you know why? Once you go to hell, once you pass through the hands of Satan, hell and death, you can't survive these three. There is no man that have survived these three, no man, until Jesus came. That is why the scripture, the disciple said, even death could not hold him captive. That means death has held every man that came within his grasp captive until the day of God. It was that day that the scripture spoke in the book of Ephesians chapter 1, the last verse. He said, this is the day that God expended the greatest amount of his power. Satan never knew that his threefold cord can be broken, but the Holy Ghost entered, the mighty Holy Ghost. When he entered there, he said, where are you, Satan? And like the seven bands that was used to tie Samson, they melted like wax. You see this thing I'm telling you? Satan is not happy, I'm telling you. Me, I know. There are things I know you don't know. Satan is not happy, I'm telling you this thing. So when the Holy Ghost broke the threefold cord, Satan doesn't want men to know from that day that thing the Holy Spirit did actually happen. So even in the natural, he told men to go and pay others, to cast news that Jesus did not rise, that they stole his corpse. That is to show you the most important thing in the gospel is the resurrection. Because even Satan paid men to make sure that resurrection was not spoken about. The power of the gospel is in the fact that Jesus raised from the dead. The scripture spoke in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15. He said, if the dead rise not, that our faith is in vain, that we have deceived people. But on this we have confidence, that our Lord and Master and Christ and Savior indeed is risen and is set on the right hand of the Father. And from there he has become the eternal mediator of the covenant, and is able to save to the uttermost any man that cries to him. Even if you are in hell and you can still cry to God, you don't know what happened. No? Jesus went to hell and preached to spirits in prison. You don't know what happened there. That's why some of you are saying that things are impossible. This one, I don't know what to do about it. Hey, what are we going to do? Hey, this one, the case has become so bad, let's lose hope. You don't know what you are saying. You are defying the truth of the scripture. You don't have revelation. Nothing is impossible. Jesus went to hell, the same hell, preached to spirits there and said, now you are free, you can come out. All those spirits that died in the days of Noah is in your Bible, oh, in the book of 2 Peter, the 1 Peter. All those spirits that died in the days of Noah, the scripture said that something needs to happen in hell so that Jesus will be just to be the judge of the weak and the dead. It is on the basis of the fact that he is able to preach to the dead that he became the master of the dead and the alive. He went there to her and he preached those spirits in prison. And the scripture said, many of them appeared in the streets of Jerusalem and showed themselves to their relations. You don't know the power of the gospel. He can tear open the gates of hell and rescue men from there. Listen to me, your case is not lost. For 1 minute, let this thing sink inside. Let it sink. Don't assume. Let it enter. I believe in resurrection in my spirit, in my soul, and in my body. I believe. Everything in your life, your business, your work, let it receive life now. We believe Jesus has resurrected, and on that account, everything in our life, we receive the resurrection life and power. The resurrection life and power. Really, 30 more seconds. Jesus. Let his scales fall off. Let the veil be torn.
Bible to the book of Ecclesiastes. You cannot remain the same or lie. Even if you want to remain the same, me, I refuse it. Because you have entered this auditorium, you are under the atmosphere of this teaching. You are shifted in the name of Jesus. You don't know what is happening to you. The seasons after now will tell. You don't know yet. It does not yet appear. So there is a threefold cord. Are you with me? In heaven, the threefold cord is what? The Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. In hell, what? So according to this scripture, when a cord becomes threefold, then it will be hard to break it. In the same way, when we want to access power, because there is work to be done, then there are three power factors in the kingdom that must be engaged to see that that becomes a possibility. Are you with me? These three are the factors that affect the generation and administration of power. Now, one of them can work, two of them can work, but nothing can defy three of them. There are some issues. One can get it done. Some you have to combine two. But there is no issue that can survive the three of them. Amen. There are, according to my notes, there are three power factors in the kingdom, and these are the instruments that can get anything done in the kingdom. Remember, this is the in the context of work done. Say after me, work done. Anytime work needs to be done in moving things by the hand of God. Actually, what moves things is the hand of God. But these power factors move the hand of the one that moves things. The hand of God does what? Moves things. The job of these power factors is to what? Move the hand of the one that moves things. So one or a combination of these power factors is what is needed. Number one, Matthew chapter 6, verse 5. If you are there, say amen. If you are there, say amen. This thing I'm teaching you is what I heard a man teach many years ago. About how many years now? About 9 years ago. It's about 10 years ago. And it changed my life. I was just hoping that something will be done. I don't know what to engage and how to engage. Let's see. He said, "And when thou prayest," say after me, "when thou prayest." If your Bible is your own, underline that phrase. If you borrowed it, don't underline anything. Watch out. I thought you bought Bible. Show him in camera. Man of God, where is your Bible? Don't go now. You know what they used to teach us in church those days? They say somebody is going for farming and he forgot his farming implement. You are going for war, you forgot your weapon of war. That your Bible is your weapon. That you forgot your umaga. Those days I used to be Ogonogo Mara. Jehovah Ogonogo Mara. Then you take your Bible and be doing it like this. When you finish, you put it on your pillow and sleep. Some witches will do your head like this, remove the Bible, choke their mouth, and do you like this. Just one. You wake up very sick with headache and tiredness. Just one draw. What if they do two? What if they do too? It happened to me now when I was in UNN. When school was in session. Okay, I told you people now. There were many people in school. So, witches have many. They have many sources of feeding. So, if they suck you, the next time might be next 3 months. Because there are thousands of students on next 1 month. But strike happened, and I don't know what happened. I stayed behind. Student reduced, and we are not up to 40 in the whole hostel. And UNN hostel, one hostel used to be up to 40 and be more than 40 rooms. So, and in some of those rooms, we are supposed to be 4 or 5, but we used to be raised to power 2, sometimes 15, 16. 12, 10, never less than 8. If you are just 8, you are enjoying. Many of you have stayed in Franco. You have stayed in Franco. If you are just 8 in your room, you are enjoying. So on that day, there was minimal resources, and the witches have to make do with the one they have. So there were more witches than human beings to suck their blood. I prayed my small prayer, Shambhala, Shambhala Gada, Shambhala Gada, Shambhala Gada. And then I slept in the night. They did like this and heard me. I was like, I was trying to shout all the Jesus I know, nothing came out. I said, what is this? I woke up sick. I was busy buying drug. That period, every 2 weeks, I was sick. I didn't know that witches they need to shop. May you not be eating. You are eating and feeding yourself to provide food for witches. You are a Christmas goat, my friend. You are just a chicken that is being reared. There is only one purpose for rearing chicken. To end up in soup and pot. And sometimes they will leave, you will have money, they will be giving you money so that you'll be buying all egg and fries and doing all and eating well.
so that you generate blood for them. You know what happened? It was not just that one was coming every night. They were much. This one will choke. This one shook. There were this resources. There is scarcity of resources.
Oh boy, I went into fasting. You know. Nobody told me to fast. And in the night, when I fought, there is no kind. There are dimensions and manifestation of witchcraft. Some hold you in the neck. Some beat your fingers. All kinds of things. Some use razor blade. So I don't know whether it's razor blade or what.
How many of you has happened to you now?
You went to take your bath and your body can't they pepper you. It has happened to you. Raise your hand.
Oh, no, go raise. You are too holy now. Stay there. You better tell yourself the truth. Oh.
Your body was peppering you. Huh?
I know you will not agree. It will be pepper. You pour. Sometimes you will not know until you go and bath. You pour water.
One happened to me. They ate all my fingers. I said, what is this? I said, it's rat. Oh. I went and used rag and closed all the openings in the room. Tomorrow they ate again. I said, where did they enter from? My brother is not rat. It's witches.
All this my fingers left. All dimensions of witchcraft have tested themselves on my body. That's why I'm like this. Oh. You have to arise and suck the blood of a witch too.
Yes. If a witch passes around you, let him regret it for life.
Yes.
There is a witch that was flying and passed through a man's area of concentration where the man is generating priesthood. He hit the place and fell. I'm reading that book now. I will share it because from next week we start teaching some things in that dimension. The man that wrote the book, they wrote the book about, is the pioneer of deliverance ministry in Nigeria. Because I believe God is taking us in that dimension. Huh? The witch fell. It took 3 months in their coven to resuscitate the witch.
May you be that person. Tell God, make me too hot. Make me too hot. A naked wire, naked fire. Hey! Listen to me.
Like, trust God is not praying now. You know him. I want to ask you: if fly come to pot boiling in fire, do you tell the fly, "Don't go to the fire"? Don't go to the fire. Don't stop begging fly. Make it come. I want to on the gas one day and I saw some things walking around the gas. I wanted to use rag. My mischievous mind told me to do something. He said, why did they waste your time? Just on fire. I just on the fire. They want to run. I was pushing them back.
Some of you have done this thing I did.
Say fly they perch for soup. Cockroach they for soup. Now because say it cold. If soup hot, cockroach no go come close. Even rat no go come. Until I began, I pray to some point, I stopped praying about witches. All I need to do is to do what John Wesley said. I set myself on fire. I set myself on fire. It do burn, burn. It do burn. With the eternal coals. Burn, burn, burn. Let your eyes be on flames. Until a day came when I meet demons
I will say, look in my eyes.
There is a movie I watched those days. I used to watch movies. The name of the movie is Ghost Rider. How many of you have watched the movie? He will just bring his chain, do like this. Look me in the eyes. Do you know why? There is something in his eyes. I was watching that movie. I saw what was in his eyes was fire. There is something about fire. Don't be fireless. Don't exist fireless. To exist fireless is to be a prey to demons and devils. This small demon will be testing him. Boom! We need 1,000 men with torches of fire. Let me tell you, in Jesus' name. Let's say we come to a campus. And let's say in Futo now, we have 1,000 men with coals of fire. Not people that talk. Liquid coals. Liquid coals. 1,000 of them is walking the length and breadth of the campus. And then they imported witches. Why are we afraid that witches enter? Before they shake the hands of 100 of those 1,000 people, they will manifest. Let me tell you, some of them have developed, some of them have developed resistance to certain measure of fire. But when they come, they shake justice. The thing shake them, they manage. They shake Harry. By the time they shake these 12 men that is sitting on this row, by the time they get to the seventh person, they will fall. They will be wicked. How can a witch come inside the fellowship and shake seven people in the fellowship and then continues the way he is? Where is your fire? By the time he shakes Watcher, shakes Jasper, shakes Elijah, something will happen. Brutal men cooked in the coals of God. Brutal men cooked in the coals of God. Somebody see your coals, oh! 1 minute. This thing is real. This thing is real. It's not a story. It's not fables. Thank you.
open your Bible to verse 5.
You think all these people you are seeing on the street, many of them are possessed. 70% of them are demonized. And you are shaking them, you shake them, they go. They smile with you. They even laugh and say, man of God, man of God, man of God, man of God. you come early today, man of God. Cry. What an insult. What an insult to the Holy Ghost I carry. Some of them will come and chook you in the night, and you wake up in the night and say, you woke up, how is that your health? They are the one that caused it. They say, how is that your health? Because you don't have fire now. Tomorrow you will be the one to go and greet them. Huh? Because you know when you wounded them on their, how is that your shoulder? You know when, some of them, you wounded them so much that they collapse and almost. Tomorrow, they said they didn't come to work. They said they didn't come to office, that they are in the hospital or they are at home. Organize your wound. One day, gather morale. Huh? Buy sweet and go and give them. You speak a language only them can understand. You come and give them sweet and say, it's all this night. Night is dangerous. So. What are you going to do about tomorrow night? The one you did yesterday, you did some. What are you going to do about tomorrow night? He will understand what I say. They are spiritual men. Give me something, oh God. Give me something. Hurry. Kaka!
yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Fearless ladies are rising. Warriors, devourers. Warriors, devourers. Restrain the oxen and anointing. Warriors, devourers. Jesus, raise amongst us. Raise amongst us. Jehu, the Jehos, the devourers. Raise amongst us.
Thank you.
name of Jesus, pause. come here. Drop that thing. God will use you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Bring him up. Bring him.
Be strengthened.